Good morning, friends. It's an honor to worship with you this morning. Today is Pentecost, and I know Teresa knows what that means. Teresa, what are we celebrating today? The church's birthday. Yeah, today we get to celebrate the beginning of the church in all kinds of lovely ways, so I hope you will notice the things that are unique today. We'll hear scripture in multiple languages, there'll be movement, there'll be beautiful anthems from the choir, although that's not unique to today. The Spirit will be moving. You'll find in your bulletin a connection card. On the front is a chance to give us some information about how to connect with you. If you're visiting, we especially ask that you fill that part out. On the back, you'll find opportunities for next steps. So please take a chance throughout the service to look at those, and then you can put your card in the offering plate as it comes by later in the service. There's also an opportunity to mark there if you'd like the newsletter or a name tag. Thanks for connecting with us in that way. One of those next step items is to write cards for the Dukes. Pastor Paul and Pastor Stacy are officially on sabbatical starting this past Monday. And we have note cards in the hallway. You may have seen them when you walked in. There are also note cards downstairs in the fellowship hall. We invite you to write a card to the Dukes, and we'll send them with them on their sabbatical. And then after we give them those cards, we're going to be real good about giving them space to refresh and renew without us. So please do take a moment. Today is the day we're going to pass off those cards today. So if you would like to do that, today is the day to do that. During these upcoming summer months, we are going to have a sabbatical of sorts from second hour classes. And so you will see those come back in the fall. That includes children's choirs and youth group and adult formation classes. So I just want to let you know that. We do have something, though, today after worship, specifically for parents of children and youth. We ask that you would come and join us. We were going to be in the garden. We're not going to be in the garden today. It might rain on us. But if you follow, if you come down the stairs here, down one flight of stairs and towards where the pastor's offices are, we call that the campus center. If you head back there, there's a living room, and back there we're going to have some yogurt parfaits of your choosing. You'll get to choose whatever toppings you'd like, including honey from the bees at the Barry Wilson household, so you can, just make it so good. So parents who have kids and teens in our youth ministry and our children's ministry program, we ask that you would come today because we want to hear from you, we want to connect with you, and we want to hear from you about what you have to tell us related to ministry here with your kids and with you as well. So please do come. The kids will be busy. Some of the kids will be playing broom ball in the fellowship hall. That's fun. Youth group will be having their last youth group in the youth room. And the nursery kiddos will be with Catherine in their normal spot. And lastly, if you'll look in your bulletin, you'll see there's an announcement about religious action for affordable housing. There's a fundraiser happening later this month at the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea. Always incredible shows there. Welcome to Paradise. It's a chance. RAW is an organization that supports local nonprofits in Washtenaw County around housing, supportive housing programs, and affordable housing. I have tickets for that. Edie Hurst and I sit on the board of RAW, and there are a whole bunch of First Baptist folks coming, including your sabbatical pastor. And so we invite you to come Thursday the 27th. See me if you want tickets. It's the last day for that, too. All right. That's enough for announcements. Now is the time to enter into worship. And to do that, I invite you to look at the front of your bulletin. One of our youth, Malik Hirschbaum, created this image for us. And I invite you to use it now as you center and get grounded for worship together. And I would like us to pray the phrase, "Come, Holy Spirit, come," three times together, getting a little bit louder each time. Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Let us worship. If you are able, please stand for the invocation. Let us pray. Loving God, we set aside today's worries and plans to accept your invitation of fellowship and sanctification. We are blessed to be welcomed into your divine light. We thank you for Jesus' sacrifice, and the Holy Spirit's continual presence. Shepherd our thoughts, our motives, and our desires this day and every day. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches. All of these look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their full.
You hide your face, they are ashamed. You take back your spirit, they die.
You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth.
Quand le jour de la Pentecôte arriva, ils se trouvaient réunis tous ensemble. Tout à coup, il y eut un bruit qui venait du ciel comme le souffle d'un violent coup de vent. La maison où ils se tenaient en fut toute remplie. Alors leur apparurent comme des langues de feu qui se partageaient et s'imposaient sur chacun d'eux. Ils furent tous remplis d'Esprit Saint et se mirent à parler d'autres langues comme l'Esprit leur donnait de s'exprimer.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满。
În ziua 5 decembrie, erau toți împreună în același loc. Deodată a venit din cer un sunet că văjutul unui vânt puternic și a umplut toată casa unde se dau ei. Niște limbi ca de foc au fost văzut împărțindu-se printre ei și s-au așezat cât una pe fiecare din ei. Și toți s-au umplut de Duhul Sfânt și a început să vorbească în alte limbi, după cum le-a dat Duhul să vorbească.
Pentecoste buene iau doca, totu apaunlo di, tini nioti siwe yue nejai. Tu ca lipie mongdang ghe do do tandi, takna jen duen gangi ma la yue, totu do nitai do engu pili yi. Tu kna jen duen kwe bia do sha ru di, mi sha ghe do tin sha yue,
Cuando llegó el día de Pentecostés, estaban todos juntos en el mismo lugar. De repente, vino un cielo ruido como una violenta ráfaga de viento y llenó toda la casa donde estaban reunidos. Se les aparecieron entonces unas lenguas como de fuego que se repartían y se posaban sobre cada uno de ellos. Todos fueron llenos de Espíritu Santo y comenzaron a hablar en diferentes lenguas según el Espíritu Santo les concedía expresarse.
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devoted Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds and power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "People of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, even upon my slaves, both men and women. In those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Let's pray together. God of fire, send your Holy Spirit in this place, as you did on the first Pentecost. We feel your Spirit. She is on the move. We ask that you ignite in us a desire to know you more fully, as we are fully known by you. Kindle in us a fire that we may be your light in the communities, in our communities, and in the world. And we ask for your forgiveness for the times we miss the mark. Refine us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. God of wind, help us to hear, to see, and feel your power. May the truth of your love, your forgiveness, and your grace be the force which moves us forward. We want to be an outward-focused people. Blow us in the direction you have for us, individually and collectively. We will follow your lead. Come, Holy Spirit, come. God of breath, breathe on us, and may we be healed. We pray for the healing of minds. Be with those who don't feel like themselves. We pray for the healing of spirits. Give us life anew. We pray for the healing of bodies. Touch those whose bodies are sick or weak or aging. We pray specifically now for those who we know to pray for by name. For Helen Louise Bowser, for Maria Pierzantozzi, for Peter Bouvet, for Jean Evie, Joan and Lynn Blunt, Roberta Hawes, Stacy Simpson Duke, Laura Parmalee, Doris George, Bill McKeachy, Juanita Dieterle, Pat Hubel, Iris Martin, Betty, Lorna, Anna Kirstein, Saw Nay Lin, Robert L., and Marissa Alanis. For Catherine, Dale, Dawn, Pat, Jim Terrace, Josh Cozens, and for the Kirsch family. Come, Holy Spirit, come. And now, in the quiet, we listen and offer our silent prayers. God of fire, wind, and breath, may we hear your voice in new ways today. And now, using the familiar words of Jesus, we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite the children now to come forward for time as children. What do we do when it's somebody's birthday usually? What are some things we do, Teresa? Oh, sometimes we eat together. What else do we do for birthdays? We celebrate, yeah. How do we celebrate? What are some things we do to celebrate? We eat good food. We have birthday parties. Do we sing? We sing happy birthday, yeah, Teresa? Oh, we read our Bibles, yeah. Well, so when we sing Happy Birthday, I think that's a kind of hard song to sing, that Happy Birthday song. It always helps if you have somebody who can start you on the right note. But we sing that Happy Birthday song because it's a song that we know and it's celebratory, and it helps us focus on what's happening. Usually somebody blowing out some birthday candles. Today, we're going to sing a new song. We're going to learn a new song. And it's a chant from a place called Teze. And chants are songs that you can sing over and over and over again. And my hope is that when we start singing this song, and we're going to sing it now for a couple weeks as our congregational song, as you guys come up for time as children, that you will start to know that song, that you can sing that all the time. And to help us do that, we're also going to do some movement, which I'm sure does not surprise you. But let me share the words with you. The kingdom of God is justice and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's what today is all about, the Holy Spirit. Come, Lord, and open in us the gates of your kingdom. We want to receive it. We want God's kingdom to be in us and through us. So that's what the song is all about. So Missionee is going to play it for us. Let's sing it once through, and then I'm going to teach you the movement. And congregation, you're going to sing with us. You'll see there's an insert in your bulletin, so you can sing those words too. So, yes. Before we go on, we got to get some fire ribbons. Holy Spirit fire ribbons. So can you grab one of those? And we're going to do our... Just take one. Yep, take one. Do it. There you go. Okay. I'm going to ask you guys to stand up. And we're going to sing that song through twice while us kiddos are in here. Well, you kiddos are in here, I should say. And then we're going to head to Sunday school, and the grown-ups will sing it one more time. So I'm going to invite us to sing it three times total. The kids will be here for two, and then the grown-ups will sing it one more time as we... Here's how the movement's going to go. We're going to kind of get in a circle, and we're going to walk in with our arms up, acknowledging the Spirit, and then we're going to step back. And then when we have the second part of the line, so the kingdom of God is justice and peace, and then we say, and joy, we're going to go like this, and the Holy Spirit, we're going to move in a circle. So our two moves are up and in the center, step back, and then around the circle. And grown-ups, if you want to move your arms or turn in a circle in your pew, you can go ahead and do that too. All right.
Please pray with me. God, let the words of my mouth and the hearing and responding of all of our spirits be acceptable in your sight. God, our strength, our Redeemer. Amen. I go among trees and sit still. All my stirring becomes quiet around me like circles on water. My tasks lie in their places where I left them, asleep like cattle. This is the beginning of a poem by Wendell Berry that describes an experience that Peter and I shared this past spring. We spent a week at Teze in France, about 4 hours south and west of Paris. This is an ecumenical community. It is located in a teeny tiny town that has no coffee shop, no grocery store. All it has is a church besides the few homes of people who live there. And the Teze community. It's on a hill overlooking the beautiful French countryside. Mostly, the people who come to Teze are youth and young adults. Next year, I'd love to take our youth and young adults to Teze. Thousands come every year. It is known for a simple style of worship and music. The song that we just sang is a Teze chant. At Teze, we would have sung that 10 or 11 or 12 times. These are chants that are designed to go deep inside, far beyond where words can usually take us. For 1 week, we worshiped at Teze 3 times a day with the Teze brothers and about 1,000 other pilgrims. And every service included 8 minutes of silence. Now that is quite an experience, sitting in silence with 1,000 people. And it doesn't mean there is no sound. In fact, someone in our group mentioned that one of the dormitories was acting like a human petri dish, and they were spreading around flu and cold germs day by day. So when it came time to silence, there were plenty of people coughing and some sneezing occasionally, clearing their throats. Somebody would drop a music book. Sometimes somebody even snored. You could hear the air conditioning or a plane overhead. But you are invited not to notice the distractions, and instead to let go of thinking and worrying and planning, to let all those things lie in their places, asleep like cattle, to make a space for the Spirit of God to have a word. After 2 or 3 days of these silences, I found myself longing for it. I couldn't wait for that moment in the service. And that has been the most important thing of the whole trip, and something I have brought back with me to continue day by day. It may seem odd to talk about quiet and silence on Pentecost, when this is a birthday, and it is such a loud, noisy event. God's Spirit comes like a violent wind, like tongues of fire, and everybody's talking in a different language at the same time, as our readers helped us to imagine. And no doubt the crowd observing is not exactly quiet either. Would you be? Even the color for Pentecost, red, is loud. It's the color of fire engines and stop signs. It grabs your attention, glasses even. And we use a color for Pentecost because what happened is so much more than words can say. The Spirit is powerful and rowdy on that day. Pentecost was never a quiet event anyway. This was a Jewish agricultural festival that drew pilgrims to Jerusalem from everywhere to celebrate the early wheat harvest as a simple symbol of God's goodness to the nation. But could it be that getting to Pentecost also needs silence? This was just 50 days after Passover, 7 weeks after the trauma of crucifixion, the astonishment of resurrection, the empty sky of ascension. The followers of Christ were probably not feeling too festive. The questions that they had urgently asked Jesus about the future before he left them for the last time, he did not answer. Karl Barth calls this time the significant pause between the mighty acts of God. The disciples are wondering, what next? Where do we go from here? How do we handle the mighty powers and people who oppose us? These are not unfamiliar questions. And we are told in the first chapter of Acts that they were completely together in prayer. Likely they prayed in words, as we do, but surely also in silence, as we do. The kind of prayer that Richard Rohr calls sitting in the silence until it silences us. A silence that listens, that opens the gates of one's heart to justice and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. I once read a communication studies academic journal article that spoke of this kind of a Pentecost moment. It was about a group of experts from the World Health Organization trying to address the problem of AIDS in a poor, illiterate, patriarchal population of Africa. AIDS was spreading there like an epidemic. Men were passing it on to their wives, were passing it on to newborn children. There were whole families of orphans, entire villages wiped out. The WHO people were trying to teach safe sex. And they brought in all kinds of consultants and medical people, sociologists, experts from all over the world. They did studies, they showed films, they put on skits, they offered rewards. Nothing worked. Finally, someone said, "Let's ask the women." So they did, and they listened. And the women said, "Send our daughters to school." So they did. And the daughters, the girls, grew into women who understood that they too were worth something, and that they had voices that were worth listening to, and they could speak up, and they could make their own decisions for themselves and their families, and they stopped AIDS. At Pentecost, God speaks in our voices, many voices. But we have to listen. And that is not easy. Perhaps it never has been, although it is hard to imagine a more challenging time than these to be quiet and listen. We swim in an ocean of dinging, buzzing, ringing, flashing texts and tweets and alerts. We wear computers strapped to our wrists. After our week in Tizay, we went to Paris, and we were sitting on a riverboat, a dinner boat, waiting to begin a cruise up the Seine, when I received a text from my sister in Saline saying, "Notre Dame is on fire," which explained the glow that we saw in the dark on the horizon. Deep down, we kind of like all that information and all those distractions because it means we don't have to face what silence may ask of us. Humility, for one. If I am not busy talking and teaching and preaching and producing, I may discover that the world somehow manages to go on without me. Other voices may speak truth and wisdom that I don't have. And trust that God's Spirit really will come if we make room for it. And courage to say yes when that happens. For disciples on Pentecost, God's Spirit came like fire and wind and many voices speaking many languages and understanding one another. What a world that would be. It can also come quietly, vulnerable and fragile, like a dove, as Malie has so beautifully rendered in her drawing on the bulletin. One never knows how God may speak and move. But those who have been waiting and praying and listening found courage to raise their voices, especially Peter, the one who just a few weeks before, when Jesus was arrested, could not stand up before a serving girl at the campfire, now stands before this amazed, perplexed, sneering crowd and preaches the sermon of his life. And how does it begin? He says, "Listen." And then in the words of the prophet Joel, God says, "I will pour out my spirit on all." God's spirit speaks when God's people listen. Last Sunday, Paul and Stacy dedicated one of the newest members of our congregation, little Finnegan Scott. And Paul took him in his arms and he walked him up and down the aisle, speaking words of love and blessing and promise. He said to him, "We will listen to your questions. We will listen to your needs. We will listen to your hopes. We will listen. We will learn. Be quiet. Come, Holy Spirit." We are invited to give in response to God's overflowing love. This is a privilege. Let's offer ourselves this morning with gratitude and joy. Loving and generous God, we give thanks for you, for blessings of the lives you have given us to live, for the blessings of this community of Christ followers, of evidence of your presence and grace and hope for us all around, far beyond measure. May our gifts and the spirit in which they are given show and extend your abundant love. Let our giving help us to become more like you and the world to become more like the creation you intend. May our generosity grow, our faithfulness increase, our joy go deep, our commitment to justice and peace be enduring. May our giving lead us toward humility, trust, and courage in the goodness and wonder of your Holy Spirit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. O'Donohue says that when we bless another, we invite the holy, the abundant, to embrace and nurture us. May the peace of Christ be with you. invite Bonnie to come up and say a word.
Good morning. It's Pentecost. Yes, thank you very much for that response. So we hope that you enjoyed the music of the choir. This is the last Sunday at First Baptist Church for Sam. So, well, he'll be back, like, maybe Thanksgiving, Christmas. So, he's leaving this week for an opera program in Santa Barbara and for the whole summer, and then he'll be leaving for Cincinnati Conservatory of Music in the fall to complete a master's degree. Sam has been the section leader in our choir for the past 7 years, 5 of them paid, 2 of them when he was in high school. So we got 2 years for free. But Sam has been invaluable in this role. The section leaders in the choir help their people learn their notes. The choir sings 120 pieces of music per season. That is a lot of music. That's more music than I think any choir in the city sings that we prepare. So it's a lot of music, and the section leaders are really invaluable, and he has done an amazing job for these past 7 years and saved his mother from having to look for another bass, a baritone, which now I'm back in that. Sam has preached in this pulpit. He has served on the board of trustees. He has been very active in the gathering. When he was a treble voice, he was very active in the children and youth ministry, and as a little boy sang and the children musicals that I used to direct. Paul baptized him right here. He has been instrumental and was instrumental in the process of welcoming and affirming in this church, and I served on that committee with him. The choir is going to miss you, Paul and Stacy as well, and all of us here at FBC. Please know that we love you, Sam, and Godspeed.
As you can see, Sam, it's not just your mother talking. You have helped us to hear and respond to the Spirit of God in many, many ways for many years, and we thank you.